Here is the prophecy, saints of the Most High God. Be attentive, alert, and mindful. Adhere, cling, remain steadfast, unwavering to act in accordance to my directives through my written word. As you do, all the resources of wealth, prosperity, the resourcefulness of divine wisdom, knowledge with understanding to what my word has to offer, will produce within themselves its creative power to sustain, support, give you strength to carry you into your next season of development. Are you ready to walk through that door tonight? It is again my clarion call, my call to action, pouring out from my throne room of glory with its intention. Oh, somebody help me. To draw you, my beloved, into the purpose to which you were created. Created to worship me in spirit and in truth. We can go into a whole teaching right there, but let's continue. To worship me in spirit and truth is to abide in my presence, withstanding, remaining undamaged, unaffected to any opposition, resistance that comes from the kingdoms of darkness and their kings. Today, from this release comes my anointing as an infusion from the supernatural gift of faith. The process to develop within you the characteristics, the moral and ethical principles that are found in the life of my beloved son, Jesus. Its purpose is to give you the sense, the awareness that you can do exactly, oh God help me Jesus, that you can do exactly what my word says you can do when you put this supernatural gift I have given you into action. Within this fresh infusion of faith, as you step through this door of opportunity, the reality of what faith can do in you, oh Baba Shika, will supersede all your other actions to believe what has been done for you in the past. Today, take possession of what my word implies, giving you a greater depth of understanding to the practical use of faith and its ability to move any mountain. Any mountain that is in your path. To take down the giants that confront you. To step upon serpents and scorpions. And to remove every obstacle, every barrier that is on assignment to prevent you from advancing in kingdom living with kingdom purpose. As you do, the heavens will sing, celebrate with the sounds of victory on your behalf, says the Spirit of the living God. Can you receive that tonight? All right. So we want to talk to you about the practicalities and the purposes of faith. Practicalities are the aspects or the features. They are the, how can we do this? They're the characteristics. It's the appearances of a situation that involves the actual doing or experience of something rather than its principles or its ideas. As we have spoke many times before, faith is a fact. We know faith is a fact, but faith also is an act. You can have faith, but if you don't act on faith, things aren't going to happen. You can't say, oh, I've got faith in God, sit back and twiddle your thumbs and wait for God to do something. You got to become involved. Amen? Yeah. The same way you got involved in receiving your salvation. By faith, you confess with your mouth and believed in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Amen? Amen. And you were saved. Practicalities are also the appearances to what something looks like and has the potential. Somebody say potential. The possibilities to produce, oh God, to produce what is acted on. We come here every Sunday afternoon, every Monday night with the practicalities, with the supernatural gift of faith that as we step into the sanctuary, the Holy Spirit is already here. As we step into the sanctuary to worship, He's already here. As we step into the sanctuary and use the practicalities of the gifts of the Spirit with the fruits of the Spirit, we're in anticipation and expectation that God's going to move. Amen. We're going to target this tonight because it's so important, saints. The appearance of what something looks like and has the potential, the possibilities to produce what is acted upon. Saints, faith is not a feeling. Faith is not based or founded on a feeling. Although God gives us the five senses and we have feelings that are practical and purposeful for our life. Also, when it's applied to the gifts of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit, it has a purpose. But we cannot depend upon our feelings. Faith is a supernatural gift that produces the power of God when put into action. Every time Pastor Fred comes up here to minister, he does it by faith in the Word of God. He puts into action what he's saying. When Apostle Dave's here on Sunday afternoon, it's all faith based. It's not based on his feelings, it's all faith based. The supernatural, oh, here we go. Are you ready? Okay, get out your buckets because we're going to fill them up. The supernatural gift of faith, when applied, will make the impossible become possible. Faith can divide water. Faith can make an axe head float. Faith can bring down giants, shut the mouths of lions, turn water into wine, cause the blind to see and deaf to hear. Faith will open prison doors. The supernatural gift of faith, when applied, will cause heaven to move on your command. And when faith is combined, networked with the prayers and the name of Jesus, diseases will dry up. Amen. Sicknesses will be removed. Infirmities, ailments will fail to live. The supernatural gift of faith, when put into action, networked with the prayer and the name of Jesus, will cast out devils to remove them from their habitations. Don't look at me like that. The supernatural gift of faith, when put into action, networked with the prayers and the name of Jesus, will cause demonic influences to flee in terror. Hallelujah. Will abort and terminate their assignments directed to God's beloved. The supernatural gift of faith, when put into action, networked with prayer and the name of Jesus, it will remove doubt, it will remove unbelief and confusion from a person's mind. Faith will impact the life of a believer to believe. Simply believe when God asks them to act and move on their behalf, and they do it, faith will move mountains. Faith doesn't operate on feelings or emotions. Faith operates and functions on knowledge, the knowledge of God and His eternal word. In Mark 16, 17, by His own declarations, Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that what? These signs shall follow them that what? Believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. My God, I got to come out there with oil already. Come on, say it like you mean it. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Do you believe God? Yes. If you didn't believe God, you wouldn't be here tonight. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name. I'm just going to preach to the front row. In my name. They shall cast out devils. And they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The supernatural gift of faith network with the name of Jesus will triumph over defeat disease, defeat darkness, destroy strongholds, reopen doors that have been shut. Is somebody in the house tonight? The supernatural gift of faith network with the name of Jesus will restore marriages, heal broken hearts, cancel financial debt. The supernatural gift of faith network with the name of Jesus will activate the inspirational gifts of the Spirit to operate in every believer. To prophesy, to speak in tongues, to interpretate those tongues. Man, we're getting the overflow. We're getting the overflow from this weekend. Hallelujah. The supernatural gift of faith network with the name of Jesus will activate the inspirational gifts of the Spirit to operate in every believer. To what? To prophesy. Joel 2:28. To speak in tongues. Acts 2:4. To release the words of knowledge. 1 Corinthians 12:18. To operate with supernatural power to produce miracles of any kind. Acts 6:8 and Acts 18:13. To operate with supernatural power to produce healings of all kind. Matthew 4:24, 8 and 13. Guys, let's do it. Let's bring it up on the screen. Is it getting cold in here? Find another seat. Hebrews 11:1, guys. Dude, I don't know. We're ready to lay hands on y'all right now. And ask the Holy Spirit to open up your spiritual eyes right now. Come on, ask him. Don't ask Brother Michael, I can't do it. Ask him so that you can see the door that's up here right now. And it's not a common door like the doors you walk through to get in this sanctuary. This is a big door. It's a massive door. It's a mammoth door. Hey! Shekabura lamasi. Es ubabaki. Somebody start, let's just begin to pray in tongues. Come on. Begin to lift up your spiritual language. Come on. Come on. Bara shandora la siti diya ramasi. Afshandara la ramasi. Yara raboso proto babakos. I can only hear four or five voices. Come on, saints. I came here tonight with an expectancy to receive what God has for us as I step through this door. But it can only happen when I put faith into action, when I believe God according to his word. I'm expecting tonight for miracles, signs, and wonders. Devils to flee. Giants to come down. Mountains to be removed. I'm believing God for that tonight. So I put the supernatural gift of faith that God has put into me and wait in anticipation for them to come to pass. Hebrews 11:1. Now. Somebody say now. Now. That means present tense. Right now. Yes. Right now. Yes. Faith is the assurance. It's the title deed. It is a confirmation of things hoped for. Divinely guaranteed. And it is the evidence of things that we don't see. It's the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. For by this kind of faith, the men of old gain divine approval. Godly approval. by faith, that is with the, oh, come on. How many of y'all, oh God, how many of y'all know that you're heirs with God? Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That everything that God has, that everything that Jesus owns, you become a participant of that. You're inheritors to the promises of God based on this scripture. Amen? By faith, that is with the inherent trust and enduring confidence in the power. Somebody say power. Somebody say wisdom. Somebody say the goodness of God. We therefore understand that the worlds, the universe, the ages were framed and created, formed, put into order, and equipped for their intentioned purpose. How? By the word of God. So that what is seen was not made out of the things that are visible. Holy Spirit, we ask you now. We invite you in spirit of wisdom, spirit of revelation, overtake us tonight. Fill our minds. Fill the intellect of the Holy Spirit with this understanding so we can gain ground. We can grasp what you're offering to us in the supernatural gift of faith. Saints, and those of you joining us online, we're not forgetting about you. Hallelujah. Saints, please hear this today. Seriously, hear this today. And allow the supernatural gift of faith. It's truth. To escort you into your next season of transition. If you do, he will. Let this supernatural gift of faith accompany you today, tomorrow, in every season, in every session. In every circumstance, in every situation, every opportunity that crosses your path, allow faith to be the catalyst, the encouragement to the steps God has ordered for you to come to pass. Beloved of God, act on the dreams given to you in the night season. Come on, there's a wave of the Holy Spirit coming through here right now. It's coming over you right now. Every time a word is spoken, a wave of the Holy Spirit. I see it coming through the walls. Not coming down this time. Today I see it coming through the wall and just passing over us in this sanctuary. Act upon the prophecies that you've been given. Every time you come to a service here or other places where they're speaking a prophecy and that word is given to you, don't go home and put it on the shelf. Act upon it. Yes. Brother Michael, how do I act upon it? Get out of your outer court experience. Come into the inner court experience. Come on. Ma pa baka, and get before God and begin to act on the prophetic word. Submit yourself unto God. Surrender unto God. And from this position, pray and ask God, and he'll show you how to activate that prophetic word. Act on the directions of the Holy Spirit that he's giving you. Act on the word of faith, expecting God to do what he says he will do. And here's the key. When you simply believe when you simply believe God will do it for you and through you, when you place your hands on someone to be healed, simply believe. When you tithe, simply believe that God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. When you have a need and ask God to meet that need, simply believe he will do it because your Bible says our God is a faithful God. He's a faithful God. Here's one of the incredible and profound characteristics of faith, the supernatural gifts of faith. That God put in you when you became born again. And I don't discount what other preachers and individuals have been teaching on faith. I'm not going to go there. I'm simply staying with the basic foundation of what God's word says and when faith is put into action, it will accomplish the very thing that God gave it to do. Does that make sense? The faith of God in you, it has, saints, it has the potential, the ability to make what man says impossible to become possible. Yes, hallelujah. By faith, Abraham gained great favor from God when God told him to go to a specific place to receive his inheritance. By that same faith, Abraham believed God in sparing his firstborn son, Isaac, and God did it. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days by Joshua and the son of Israel. And it was the supernatural faith in Mary where she was able to conceive a child and birth the life of Jesus. The faith of God is unlimited, saints. The faith of God in you gives you the potential to do exactly what God says you would do. And I'm going to push out on this and away from this right now. When we stay attentive to what's going on in the realm of the Spirit, when we see the supernatural gift of faith moving and operating in the earth, come on. Holy Spirit is hovering over every nation right now. He's been sent to do something that man cannot do. Holy Spirit is drawing people unto Jesus so that they would come to know the Father, that they would receive their salvation. Come on. And he's doing it not from another a message behind the pulpit. He's doing it through miracles, signs, and wonders. And I stand on the word of God that says, and the earth, come on, ching, ching, ching. Somebody ring your bell. Ching, 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 ching. And the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just like the waters cover the sea. Es o rosica pasi. And we're gonna close this down. Jesus accomplished everything the Father asked him to do through faith. Ministering with faith in word and actions. The woman at the well, blind Bartimaeus. The woman with the issue of blood. The lame man at the pool of Bethesda. Every assignment, every task, every mission Jesus was accounted to do, he did them all with the supernatural gift of faith operating through him. Is somebody here ready for an activation? Amen. Is somebody here ready to allow God to raise your level of faith from here to here? All the acts of the Holy Spirit through the lives of the apostles in the book of Acts were all done with faith. The gift of tongues were given by faith as the 120 remained in the upper room. Peter healing the lame man at the temple gate. Stephen preaching to the council. The Philippian jailer being saved, him and his household. The disciples of John received the Holy Ghost. All inclusive and confirmed that by God's supernatural gift of faith, that what man deemed regarded to be impossible, God made possible. Amen. Come on, God makes possible. Yes. And again, we go back to the simplicity of this, and I asked you earlier that we don't become so familiar with the scriptures that it's just, oh, another word. But as we read the word of God, the living word of God, and we understand as we read that this is life. God's word is life into our spirit man. And as we step into it and just simply believe God for what his word says we can do, with his word, with the Spirit of God living with us, with that supernatural gift of faith in us. It can't become so familiar that we just kind of brush it off. Oh, yeah, faith or peace or joy, anything. We cannot. It has to become so alive in us that when we wake up in the morning and we set our pace to do what God is asking to do, we do it by faith and we do it by believing God according to his word that he says he will do in us and through us what his word says it will do. Man, I got shaken down there. This weekend, I got wrecked. Not saying that it's any less here, but the group of people down there, our brothers and sisters in the faith, man, they were there to get something from God. We couldn't call forth the prophetic line fast enough. Seriously, they came expecting and believing God by faith. And we've got like four more pages here, but this is going to wrap this up here. Want to release one more prophecy, and then I'm going to invite Pastor Renato up here, and we're going to get this oil out, and I'm going to get sloppy tonight, if that's okay with you. I'm going to get sloppy with the oil, and anyway. The team from Genesis came back from this experience with a greater understanding of how powerful faith is and how powerful it is when we believe God. Amen, Genesis? We came back with such an expectation here that when we got here, when we would come here tonight and get here tonight and release this message, we're believing God to do what he says he's going to do. Amen. Who needs a breakthrough in the spirit? Come on. Who needs to be delivered from a disease or a sickness? Who needs to be delivered from oppression or depression? Come on. Who needs to be who needs to have something removed that has become an obstacle in your life? A handicap in your life. Well, I'm glad you came tonight because God's going to meet you here face to face to meet your need. Oh, I don't know about that, Brother Michael. Well, you can get in line a second time. And I would ask you today, this is a personal request on my behalf, that as you leave this sanctuary tonight, knowing that the presence of God is here, and that God so loves you, and that why he purposed of putting his faith in you, so that you could believe him. Not the apostle, not the prophet, not the minister, that you could believe Jesus. Amen. To do what you're asking him to do, asking him to do in you and through you. Amen. And I would pray us to prophesy that every handicap that the enemy has used to try to attach it to you, be not only broken off from you, but destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Here's God's heart. It is my very intention to bring you to your walk with me, to work out your own salvations by divine faith. A faith that is supernatural. My faith in you. My faith that produces power to promote miracles, to deliver. To heal and restore. Today, I, the Lord of hosts, release from my throne room of glory its power, giving you the potential to walk by faith and not by sight. Where the knowledge of my word will cause faith to increase in you exponentially. To believe what my word will do when faith is applied. My intention towards you, my beloved, is to bring you to a position where you will lay your hearts feet of my beloved Jesus. With your lives in total surrender, completely engaged with the practicality of faith in full operation. As you do, you'll be the ones who will open blind eyes, unstop deaf ears, cause the lame to walk, and setting every captive free. A demonstration of power is in the atmosphere where creative miracles are set in place to exhibit my unconditional love towards you, to work in you and through you, revealing my love towards humanity. Oh, God. Step into every opportunity that crosses your path. Every day, seek me in my kingdom and our righteousness. As you do, everything you need will be added to you. This is my promise, secured in the covenant made to the life of my son. Wow. As you abide in it and live by it, all the evidence of my promises to you will be yes and amen. As the Spirit of the living God. Can you receive that tonight, saints? Those of you that have joined us online, we love you, we appreciate you. And I pray that you receive this message in its entirety, that as you go to bed tonight and sleep, you wake up tomorrow morning ready to step out in the supernatural gift of faith, to believe God and what his word has to say for you and to work through you. So tonight, we release the Aaronic prayer. Whoo, my God, that the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you, the Lord be gracious unto you. Lord would lift up his countenance upon you. and give you his shalom, his peace. Please don't let this message just be another message to get you through the week or to get you through the circumstances that are going to cross your path. Let it be a message from the heart of Abba.